and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Remember how Texas was not chosen as Amazon's second headquarters? Dallas and Austin were supposed to be among the top 20 finalists, or so they said, but ultimately the company chose a combination of Northern Virginia and New York. Plans for New York fell through over politicians' complaints. HQ2 turned out to be as big a bust as the Y2K bug. Remember that one? Well, Texas seems to be solidly in Amazon country right now. The company's created some 22,000 jobs across the state and just announced an additional 800. Sebastian Herrera covers business and technology for the Austin American-Statesman. Sebastian, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get to this new 800, let's talk about these 22,000 Amazon jobs in Texas. Where are all those?
So Amazon basically has presence through its corporate jobs, its warehouse jobs, and then some of its subsidiaries, such as Whole Foods Market. So as far as warehouses goes, it's got some of those spread out throughout the state in the Houston area, here in the Austin area, in Dallas, near San Antonio. As far as corporate locations, mm-hmm. Really Austin is the main hub for them and growing, with the recent announcement of jobs. And then after that, it's Dallas would be the biggest location as far as corporate jobs. And of course, again, there's Amazon employees through Whole Foods. So it's really just a network that's formed all throughout the state of Amazon employees. And that's where you see that by now they have tens of thousands of them here.
What I'm wondering about is how or whether or not the HQ2 process had anything to do with Amazon's announcement opening up these 800 new jobs in Austin. Do you think that there was anything about the intelligence that they learned in that process?
You know, it's really interesting because when they first said that they were pulling out of New York, one of their two locations that they had picked for their second headquarters project, they said at that time, which was in February, that the jobs that they were going to put in that New York site, that they were going to basically spread those out and reinvest them in their 17 other North American hubs, which Austin and Dallas are one of them, or two of them here in the state as far as corporate level jobs go. Now, when we talked to Amazon this week about if these 800 jobs that are coming to Austin are tied to that, mm-hmm. they said no. This was a completely separate project that was in the works. As far as the additional jobs that could come from the fallout in New York, that's still a possibility. Mm-hmm. That's something that we could still see, but it's not completely clear when or if that will happen.
Yeah, one of the complaints in that HQ2 process was the idea that cities were being led to pony up mm-hmm. massive incentive plans. So I guess Texas cities seem to be reaping some of these benefits of employment opportunities with Amazon without having to offer these incentives, no?
Yeah, that's certainly the case that it looks like with this recent expansion. And throughout the whole HQ2 process, as you said, there was more than 230 cities bid. And as the time went on, it was a more than year-long competition for that second headquarters project. Some cities, like Austin, really started questioning, some city leaders started questioning the large amount of incentives that Amazon was seeking. Other cities were more open to it, like Dallas. But in the end, what their investment in Austin, these 800 jobs are coming, pretty much shows is that a city like Austin that has a lot to offer, and which is what Austin leaders were saying throughout the whole second headquarters project, that we don't need to necessarily offer huge incentives to attract jobs from Amazon here. It's kind of proved out with what's happening with this latest investment, because neither Austin or the county or the state of Texas put up any kind of incentives. So Amazon was going to grow here regardless. Mm. Is kind of what it looks like.
Sebastian Herrera covers business and tech for the Austin American-Statesman. Sebastian, thanks.
Thanks, David.